Good day and welcome to the preliminary figures of fiscal year 2008 of Dürr AG conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Ralf Dieter. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Camille. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ralf Dieter speaking. My colleague Ralf Heuwing and I welcome you to Dürr's conference call on our preliminary results for 2008. Let me point out that those figures have not been audited yet and therefore could change slightly until March 18 when we will publish our final results. Ladies and gentlemen, let's start with the most important messages. First, we achieved most of our targets set for 2008 and set new records in profitability and financial strength. Sales grew by 8.5%, EBIT margin improved to 4.5%, and net profit more than doubled, and equity ratio surpassed 31%. These are the best results over the last 10 years, and in absolute terms, EBIT is the highest in the company's history. Second, our order backlog continues to be strong. Together with the ongoing service and revamp business, it provides us good visibility for 2009. Third, our MPS division improved order intake 2008 by 4% year over year, and thus performed better than the overall mechanical engineering industry. Fourth, December 2008 marked a low point in the automotive industry. Ready to be signed contracts for new paint jobs from Dürr worth more than 200 million euro were postponed at short notice. This had consequences for order intake, net working capital, cash flow, and net financial debts. We have reacted immediately to this development with capacity adjustments and further actions. Fifth, for 2009, we expect a moderate reduction in business volume and earnings. There are still a considerable number of projects in the market, so there is no reason to be too pessimistic. So let's go into more details. Sales were up 8.5% to 1.6 billion, which is in line with our forecast range of plus 5 to plus 10%. On a comparable basis, without the final assembly business, we grew by 14%. Both divisions realized growth rates in the high single digits. The gross margin improved significantly in 2008, from 16.3% to 17.7%. In the fourth quarter, we achieved a record high of 19.5%. After margins of around 17% in the first three quarters. This already includes operating losses in the final assembly business, close to 7 million due to the settlement of old orders that had been taken on at poor margins in 2007. As discussed earlier, we reduced this business considerably in the course of the year. Since the beginning of 2008, we have taken on new orders very selectively and on strict margin criteria. Furthermore, startup losses of 3 million euros for our aircraft business are included in the gross margin. Now, for more details, I would hand over to Ralf Heuwing.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I will step through the rest of our P&L statement and further financial information. Despite the business growth, selling and administrative expenses only rose by only 1%, reflecting our rigorous approach to overhead expense management. The net balance of other operating income and expenses was minus 3.5 million after plus 18 million in 2007. Most of the other operating income in 2007 were one-off. EBIT was up by 31% to 73 million euros, resulting in a significantly higher EBIT margin of 4.5% compared to 3.8% last year. This already includes the above-mentioned downsizing costs for assembly conveyors. Two one-off effects on earnings roughly cancelled each other out. The one-time restructuring costs in the final assembly conveyor business were more or less neutralized by the reversal of past impairments at the Schenck Industry and Technology Park. The EBIT figures for 2008 and 2007 are therefore fully comparable. Financial result was minus 26.4 million euros and includes one-off costs for the bond buyback and the new syndicated loan arrangement, both one-time items totaling 9.4 million euros. On a comparable basis, the financial result was improved by 4 million euros, mainly due to reduced financial debt, but also due to improved results from associated companies. Due to the refinancing costs, earnings before tax only improved by 11.6 million to 46.4 million euros. Set against these costs, there was a one-off tax income of 6.5 million euros due to the capitalization of existing tax loss carryforwards in Germany under IFRS. As a consequence, tax expense came to 12.7 million euros. At the same time, losses in France and US had a negative effect on the tax rate. Net profit from continuing operations was up 62% to 34 million euros, while discontinued operations contributed a net profit of 13 million euros. In the previous year, 1 million euro. Together, this gives the group net profit of 46 million euros, which is double the previous year's figure. The profit from discontinued operations stemmed from the release of a tax provision that had been created in 2005 in the context of a subsidiary disposal. Our operating cash flow was comfortably positive at 31 million euros, but below the 2007 level despite the better earnings situation. This was mainly due to the project postponements in the fourth quarter already mentioned, resulting in the loss of expected prepayments. Net working capital therefore increased and burdened cash flow. Against this backdrop, free cash flow was slightly negative. Thanks to our capital increase in summer, net financial debt was reduced to 34.3 million euros at the end of the year 2008. This was a further reduction of 27.5 million euros versus the end of 2007. At the annual general meeting, we will be proposing a dividend of 70 cents a share. This higher dividend expresses our confidence for the future. Now back to Ralf Dieter.
Thanks, Ralf. Let me close with our comments on the current market scenario and the outlook for 2009. After strong demand in the first three quarters of 2008, there was a market fall off at the end of the fourth quarter, as mentioned. In response to the sharp slump in sales, the automobile industry reviewed its capital spending in December and postponed ready-to-be-signed paint projects worth 200 million, already assigned to Dürr, into 2009. These 200 million do not include the projects Volkswagen, Chattanooga, and Porsche here in Zuffenhausen. As a result, our order intake for the full year was down 18% to just under 1.5 billion. On a comparable basis, excluding the planned business downsizing in final assembly conveyors by 82 million euro, new orders were down by 14%. But please keep in mind that 2007 had been influenced by the exceptionally large order from BMW Spartanburg, which we got in December 2007, worth 140 million. Order backlog was down from 1.082 million euro at the end of 2007 to 925 million euro. Together with the short-term service business, which is not included in the 925 million order backlog, orders on hand equals 75% of sales in 2009. While paint and assembly systems was hit by the order delays, the measuring and process system division achieved a growth rate of 4% in 2008. Geographically, we realized growth, especially in Asia and in Brazil. We reacted immediately to the order postponements in December by utilizing working time accounts. We have a total balance of over 300 man years, and with capacity adjustments of more than 200 jobs in France and the U.S. to be completed by the end of March 2009. Headcount will be reduced by another 2 to 3% through natural attrition. Temporary external workers will be more than half from 550 workers in October 2008. Our plan also includes to reduce our administrative capacities thanks to the productivity improvements from our global IT harmonization project. Against this backdrop, we expect selling and administrative expenses to decline in absolute terms in 2009. We have introduced reduced working hours at some locations, which will affect only 14% of the German workforce. All in all, the measures taken or prepared allow us to cut our capacities this year by 15 to 20% versus 2008, if necessary, and without any restructuring expenses, which underlines the flexibility the Dürr Group has got in the meantime. On the other hand, the project volume currently under negotiation and our orders backlog lead us to an expectation of moderate declines in business volume and earnings in 2009. We expect to be EBIT positive in each single quarter 2009. Given the considerable uncertainties in the automobile industry, an exact forecast is not possible. We know that the automobile industry will continue with its investments in strategically important markets and in rationalization despite subdued demand. Obviously, Dürr cannot decouple from the crisis, but in recent weeks we have received quite positive messages from several automakers. We can reckon on the last 6 to 7 large strategically important projects to be awarded this year, and Dürr's chances are good. These projects include Airbus, Volkswagen US, Daimler, Hungaria, Daimler in India, Porsche here in Stuttgart, and 2 projects in China. With this outlook and the adjustment of our capacities to the market conditions, we should go through 2009 without too much turbulence. Management's priority for 2009 will be to ensure that the company is responding quickly to changing market conditions, if needed. We are taking advantage of our global footprint, in particular in the emerging markets. We have a strong balance sheet, secured financing, and leading technologies to improve our customers' cost competitiveness while simultaneously tapping further opportunities for profitable growth. We are convinced to win further market shares and to emerge as a winner from the crisis due to our financial strength, our strong international presence, and our leading technological edge. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your attention so far. Now we will be happy to answer any questions you may like to raise, but please keep in mind that our figures are preliminary and we therefore won't be able to answer all your questions in detail.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, the question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by the digit 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We'll now pause for just a moment to allow everyone to signal for questions. We have a first question from Jasko Terzic from DZ Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. I got a question regarding the development of the order intake of the measuring and process system. Could you give us an idea how the second half of the order development is was, and maybe you could give us an implication how the start of the year was with respect to the weak VDMA data we experience. And the second point is, could you give some more lights of the potential projects in line and which volume we can expect? And could you give us a more detailed split of the delayed orders of the 200 million you spoke about?
Okay, it's Ralf Dier speaking. As you know, we don't like to talk too much about details of orders which have not been assigned yet, but I give you an idea for the last year's change. There was in the press, and I think it's well known Nissan was planning to build a factory in Morocco, and this order was not an order, but it was assigned to us. And in the last second of the, basically of the last year, the decision was made by Renault management to postpone that project. But we are sure that this will come up again because it's a low-cost car, Dacia, to be built there. Depends on also some political influences in France, as we see at the moment. And the other two were a project in Brazil, and in total, this sums up to this 200 million roughly.
Okay.
For the measuring and process division, we have also, let's talk about this year, how it started. Surprisingly, we could see that in the automotive area, the business was not too bad at all. And we only saw some slowdown in the industrial customer segment. So all in all, also by the backlog we have, this still looks quite okay. And in Q4, we had a slightly minus only. So this was not affected as the paint job business. Does it answer your question?
So maybe just one follow-up. Could you give us an idea what you expect in the measuring and process division to perform this year? Do you see strong declines or even increases?
If I compare the newspapers of those days and how people give forecasts, I think we are very upbeat here already and very clear. But I can tell you only so that for the whole division, from a today's perspective, it looks like that it will be running more on the last year's level or a moderate decline. It depends on how the industry business is going on forward. But this will not be a major change there.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1. We have a question now from Stefan Augustin from BHF. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello, gentlemen. Stefan Augustin from BHF Bank. I guess I have a couple of more questions. First would be, you talk about a moderate decline. Could you just give me, some kind of range, what is moderate? I mean, for some people, half or 50% would be moderate, for others it's not. So just a little bit flavor on that part, please. Then could you give me a rough idea of the segment split in sales and EBIT in 2008, so what you had made there. Then could you be a bit specific where do you propose the short-time work in Germany? And then finally, I guess, or two more. One is with regards to cash flow. You have, you did not have the prepayments or the down payments right now. I would roughly expect in the next quarters when your current projects are worked off that your situation improves a little bit. Could you give me some confirmation if this assessment is pretty correct? And then finally, just regarding US, about a year ago or so when you first were restructuring your US business, you declined the large order from Kia. You should be pretty loaded as you're working off BMW right now. And otherwise, you said you have a strict management in taking on smaller orders with sufficient margins. How come that you're laying off currently people in the U.S., and how is your profitability there, and where is the problem?
Okay, Mr. Augustin, Mr. Ralf Holbing, I will share this answer. So first of all, your question regarding the moderate decline, and here we are also very specific from today's perspective, and I can only repeat that. From today's perspective, we see a moderate decline between 10 and 15% of the business volume.
Okay.
I think that's very precise, yeah?
Yep.
Second, another question, the short-time work in Germany. We took all the preparations to do this in some locations, in particular manufacturing locations or assembly locations, as well as in some engineering areas where we are, short out of another big project. This will affect only 400 people out of 3,000. So it's not a mass phenomenon. It's in some areas, and it's prepared as I speak. In any order, any day, can change that. Yeah. But mm-hmm. for the point we need it, we can pull it because you need some preparation to do this. U.S. situation. It's correct. In 2007, we were basically early 2008, we were saying that U.S. has been restructured and was positive again, which is correct and was the situation. But in 2007, under the old management in the factory assembly conveyor system, and no manager of this group is anymore around here, they were taken on two larger projects, big turnkey projects, where we had, during the course of 2008 in executing those, not only low margins, but also some issues which has led to a total to a loss in that area. We closed all these projects in 2008. We closed also the factory assembly business in the U.S. and we laid off all those people, which is another 50 people we did. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the paint business, as you said, we have BMW, we had Ford, Cautitlan we are working on. That's a paint shop in Mexico. We are working on Freightliner in Mexico as well. So this business is doing okay and in the expected range, but the factory assembly conveyor business gave us a hit again last year, which will not occur again in 2009.
Okay.
On the segment split in EBIT, our paint and assembly division achieved approximately 49 million euros, and our measuring and process systems division achieved 31 million euros, and the balance are obviously the corporate center and other operating income and expenses. Our cash flow forecast, you're right, the prepayments led to an increased working capital in the fourth quarter. We expect that this will continue in the first quarter of 2009, but we expect this to reverse then again in the second and third quarter, basically on the back of the orders that will be awarded in this period.
Okay.
Does that answer your question, Mr. Augustine?
Yes, it has. Just one quick follow-up. Could you, where you said the manufacturing and engineering short-time work, is that concerning paint or application technology?
This is concerning, at the moment, mainly the paint activities.
Okay, thank you very much.
Pleasure, Mr. Augustine.
We have now a question from Harald Remet from LBBW. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Just a quick follow-up regarding your guidance. Moderate decline in business volume. Do you speak about incoming orders or the sales figure? If you're speaking about business volume and the same is earnings, that does it mean EBIT or net profit?
Okay, Mr. Remet, hello. When we talk about the moderate decline of 10 to 15%, we talk about sales.
Mm-hmm. And the earnings, is it the operating profit or the net profit?
Yeah, operating.
Operating. So with regard to this, do you think it could be possible regarding your decreased net debt and repayment of your bond that on the net profit line we probably can have the same level of earnings than in 2008?
Mr. Remet, I like the question. Well, we've always said we will repay the bond provided that there are attractive alternative refinancing sources. And the market scenario as it looks right now, we don't think it's likely that those conditions, market conditions are available too soon. So only when the interest levels for our rating category have declined to less than what we currently pay for the bond, only then it makes sense to pay back the bond portion that is still outstanding. So that is very important to state. Secondly, I also continue to watch our cash situation very carefully, so we will not invest money away from our operations at the moment because of the uncertainty in the market. So given this, we will carry the interest burden most likely through the year, unless, of course, later in the year we see an easing up in the financing market.
So this will be a decision in the summer this year, whether
yep.
you will repay or not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, we wouldn't do this before the 15th of July, since there is a premium on this prepayment before the date. We will watch carefully the market situation in summer and autumn, and as I said, should the market allow it, we might move forward.
Okay. Did I get it right that reducing capacities this year doesn't need any provisions? There were no provisions in 08, and you don't expect, if it's enough, this reduction of up to 15 or 20% in capacity, there is no kind of provision necessary, no kind of restructuring cost.
Yeah, we did make some restructuring costs last year when we announced the downsizing in France and in the U.S. So that we have done in the tune of 4 million euros, which we mentioned in the last call. But from today's perspective, we're not planning any restructuring costs for 2009. All the measures that Mr. Dieter has described are measures that are implemented or can be implemented without incurring restructuring costs.
Okay, and these orders, we see no effects anymore in 2009 with these large orders in the U.S.
It were large orders from factory assembly, not paint, and these orders are closed and handed over to the customer before Christmas last year.
Okay, fine. And then finally, also a question, what do you think about these postponed orders? Do you expect them to book in Q1 or Q2? And with which degree of probability you think to get these orders in the first half at all?
Okay, let's talk, and I think that will answer some other questions about the order entry, how we see it today for 2009. I mentioned before projects like you. Let's talk about the one from last year. As I said, a big portion of that was Morocco, and I think it's today it's not for us clear when this project will pop up again. It depends on decisions on Renault side and on the, let's say, France political side. But we expect, due to the demand for this low-cost car, Logan, which at the moment is totally sold out, that this factory could come up if Renault feels stronger again, maybe in the second half of 2009. This is a today's judgment, a perspective, because it's strategically important. The other orders mentioned, like Daimler Hungary, Mr. Zetscher just those days reconfirming those, Mr. Winterkorn reconfirmed U.S., Chattanooga, and in those countries, but let's take the U.S., we have still 600 people in the U.S. for the total business, and our competitors have 20, so we feel very strong to be in a good position. The order inflow, I would not expect too much in the Q1, so we see it more to the end of Q2, Q3, the order to be awarded, because today it's very difficult. 4 weeks can slip easily by discussing some things again. Also from expectations, we are negotiating at the moment an order in China as we speak. This could come into Q1, but the majority of the projects here I mentioned go for Q2, Q3, and some even Q4.
Okay, so this you mentioned in your press release that these postponed orders you will get in the first half, so it's maybe this could also happen in Q3, also these Brazilian orders.
Exactly. It depends on the situation in Brazil. There was a lot of Brazil was seen to be strong up to November. December it dropped, and now in January and February the car sales is up 15%, so that will maybe stimulate again the investment plans. We have to look at this on a daily basis, but we are in close contact to our customers, and we know what the strategic orders are, and to judge on a quarter is more difficult than ever. It was always difficult in our business all the time. Yeah.
That's true, but it's the expectation to us to give this quarterly. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
As a final reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1. We now have a question from Werner Friedman from FBM. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Two questions from my side. The first is I did not quite get your explanations about the one-off items above the EBIT. Only these are of interest for me. If you could maybe repeat that. And the second question is not on your numbers, but on your cooperation in Japan. You published some days ago. I would be interested to learn more about the market position of your cooperation partner, Parker, with the Japanese OEM.
Okay, I will take the second question, and my colleague will take the first one. The cooperation in Japan, as you know, since I think since 2006, I'm telling you that we are working on the Japanese market, and the way to get into this market and closer to Japanese OEMs is through Japan. In the meantime, we had increased our business volume with Japanese OEMs outside of Japan successfully. We entered into Honda, also Toyota, and in others, and we made progress. But still, for the Japanese market and for some Japanese OEMs in Asia, for us, a cooperation was the key to get there. With Parker Engineering, we know each other since many, many years already in the business, because Parker is a very a company with a high reputation in Japan for pre-treatment and electrocoating systems. So that's a part of the total paint shop they are offering and building since many, many years in Japan. The mother company of Parker Engineering is Neon Parker Rising, which is a chemical company which is providing the chemicals for this project. The corporation's objective is to have in Japan a presence of around about 240 people, which of to 120 work in Japan, some others 120 work outside of Japan in Asia, to demonstrate to the Japanese clients and combine strengths to offer a whole paint shop with Parker and Dürr Technology together. We also see that cooperation fruitful for some for the Asian countries for Japanese OEMs. Does that answer your question?
Well, the market position of Parker.
Market position is difficult to get market share numbers in Japan because this market is, let's say, quite closed. But there are three, let's say, major players. Parker is one of those. And I would see their market share, let's say, I can't tell you really in particular, but it's maybe one third of that, so they are well positioned.
Okay, so it's one of three. Okay, thanks for this.
Yeah, on the EBIT one-off, I talked about two effects which canceled each other out roughly. One is the one-time restructuring cost in final assembly conveyor, which we occurred in France and U.S., and the other is the reversal of past impairments at our Schenck Industry and Technology Park, both totaling approximately 4 million euros.
Okay, understood. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
We have now a question from Ingo Schachel from Commerzbank. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. This is Ingo Schachel of Commerzbank. Three questions from my side. First of all, regarding your dividend, obviously you surprised us positively by announcing the 70 cents today. Just regarding your policy going forward, would I be correct in assuming that you would not have increased your dividend to a higher extent than the market has expected if you were not confident to maintain this level of dividend payment also in 2009? Second question is regarding the other operating expenses or the corporate center items in your P&L. It has been highly volatile over the last quarters and years. I was just wondering if you could give us an indication as to what that might look like in 2009 and how eventual further relocation costs could be timed over the year 2009 in terms of in which quarters that might occur. Thirdly, basically a sort of a follow-up question to the one asked by Mr. Friedman regarding the cooperation in Japan, but I would like to ask the question the other way around. How do you currently see the competitive behavior of your competitors? Because your larger Japanese competitor has also indicated a very high motivation to enter the European market more aggressively, especially with the French producers. How, in general, do you see the current competitive environment in this, in times of this economic crisis? Are you seeing, for example, that Japanese are trying to enter the European market more aggressively, or that certain smaller competitors that are struggling with their cash flows and profitability might be willing to accept lower margin orders and exert some price pressure on your projects?
Okay, I take the last one, and you can the behavior of our competitors. The Japanese one, as you mentioned, he talks about since years to enter the European market.
In France, he has a subsidiary, but there's not much business in France. Yeah. So we see this quite. Actually, we are watching that carefully. We know what he's doing, and also he's watching us entering Japan, which is a threat for him. That's for sure. Yeah. But we still see that in Europe, we have still competitors like Eisenmann and others which are present here and are the choice for our customers. But this may change over the years. But we are not frightened of that. We see what you describe, that smaller competitors in the paint area, but also in our machinery parts like EcoClean or Rotec, they are struggling. They are struggling because we have gained market share last year in all business by around 5%. And therefore, for them, the room is very small and their financing capabilities are limited. So that's why we also, from a competitive point of view, see this slowdown in 2009 as an opportunity for Dürr.
On your dividend question, Mr. Schachel, yes, I mean, we are, given the flexibility that we've gained in the last years, we do look into this new year with confidence, otherwise we would not be proposing this dividend. But it's also consistent with our dividend policy of roughly 30% payout ratio, maybe slightly on the more conservative side this time with, what is it, 26% payout ratio. Our other operating expenses, they are to some extent volatile because of currency volatility. We report the effects of those in the other operating expenses and income. And on the corporate center side, this is mainly a swing resulting from our campus project. Last year, or the year 2007, we recorded a one-off positive because of the sale of the property in Stuttgart. And this year, 2008, we incurred negative because of the build-out and preparation of the move. So that is a swing which is going through our P&L those 2 years, but it will come to an end in 2009 with our move.
Okay, maybe one quick follow-up to the third question regarding the competitive situation. Normally I would want to ask if you have any indication that the margin quality of the order intake in paint and assembly systems in the fourth quarter was weaker. Obviously there was not too much order intake, so I'd rather say in your current project pipeline and your negotiations on all those postponed projects, are you getting the impression that the margin pressure from clients is becoming much higher than in the past, or are you still feeling comfortable with the general statements you made on margins and profitability in the past?
To answer the question, the 200 million postponed, which we had not as order, but as I said, already assigned to us, and by the way, we won against this Japanese one in there. Those margins were to the level as we expect them.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, and the margin this year we will also try to defend, and I think that's what we will see.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Sure.
As we have no further questions, I would like to turn the call back over to Mr. Dieter for any closing or additional remarks.
Yeah, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for your interest today in our results of 2008. We enjoyed the discussion very much, and we were happy to share with you our 2008 results, where we are proud of, because, as I said, we have a historic high in our company's past. So, to inform you, on March 18th, we will be in Frankfurt, that's for the analysts, or in Stuttgart here for the press, to announce in further detail our 2008 figures. There will be our final figures, as I said, for the full year, and we will give you more detailed guidance, hopefully, for the year 2009. But I think today the guidance we gave already is much more precise than what you see around. So that also should underline that we are clearly aware of what's going on, but we also see opportunities for us which we will capture and we will work on. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That will conclude today's conference call. You may now disconnect.